Although remote staffing was around before COVID-19 struck, it became a necessity for many businesses when work-from-home orders went into effect. Although many companies are now asking staff to return to the office at least a few days a week, many employees have enjoyed the opportunity to work from home. If you are wanting to continue to develop a remote team, or this is your first time looking into hiring someone to work from home, and you're not sure how to best do so, today's podcast is for you.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
I began trying out remote work in 2018 with an employee, which allowed me to test my systems and processes, determine the best software to meet my company's needs, and see what kinks needed to be worked out. In 2019, I began testing it with all of my staff, having each person working from home on a different day of the week. And although my industry is deemed essential, when the work-from-home mandate went into effect for non-essential companies, I had my staff, except one admin, work remotely. So I want to share from my own experience what I've learned, as well as sharing tips from other sources. The first thing you'll want to do is prepare your hiring process to account for the differences you may encounter when searching for remote employees, especially if candidates are in a different location than you. The first step is creating your job posting. Back in the day, businesses could participate in job fairs to share open positions and have the chance to talk with candidates face to face, but these are now few and far between. Another option had been to post an open position in local online classified ads such as Craigslist to attract candidates to apply. If you're seeking a remote candidate, especially if you want to broaden your reach to other areas, you'll need to fine-tune your methods for getting the word out about your available positions. One thing you can do is research where professionals in your industry are searching for jobs. Some popular options are business social media apps like LinkedIn and job posting websites such as Indeed and ZipRecruiter. Show up on these platforms to connect with your ideal applicant. But beware that using job posting websites can often result in more resumes submitted than you can easily review. Often candidates apply for many jobs on these sites, even if they aren't qualified or don't want to work in the field, as they're hoping to be seen by casting a wide net. You can also list your open position on job boards through local colleges, state unemployment agencies, and even your own social media pages. Also, let those you know, both in business and personally, that you're looking to hire and details on the position. And don't forget that your current employees can be an excellent source of referrals too. Whether you decide to use online job sites or other methods, you'll want to make sure your posting is optimized with key search terms so that those looking for positions like yours can easily find it and use the title to determine whether they'd like to learn more about the position. While fun titles might be amusing internally, they will not rank well in search. If you're not sure what you should title your job posting, just think about what your ideal applicant might type into the search bar. With many job seekers looking for flexibility, be sure to include keywords such as remote and work from home to attract applicants who are looking for telecommuting positions. It's also necessary to specify expectations regarding experience with technology and online resources, as well as willingness to learn new systems. Look for those with remote readiness and willing to adapt as things change. As you continue to develop your remote staffing, you may need to modify how things are done. Don't be afraid of scaring off prospects by asking for specific skills that are necessary to successfully perform the job. Training can be challenging from a distance, so hiring people who already have the skills you need can be a wise move. Be clear in your job description, not avoiding potential turnoffs that you think may scare away potential hires. The right candidate will see the difficult parts of the job as challenges to overcome and may even enjoy them. Being open about the less glamorous aspects of the position will ensure that you hire the right fit and that your new employee will not quit in a few weeks into their new position. The second step in the hiring process is to utilize technology. It likely doesn't come as a surprise that utilizing technology is one of the most important ways you can streamline your remote hiring process. While most employers realize the importance of LinkedIn and are currently using video conferencing to interview candidates, you can go even further in using technology to assess you in your search. One thing you can do is utilize software that allows candidates to include video clips in their initial applications. This helps you get to know applicants better and is especially important if you expect the new hire to interact with your clients or customers over video, as you can see their mannerisms and social skills in action. You'll want to make sure that you also give applicants the chance to get to know you and your company. Include language in your job posting that gives an insight into your company culture. I recently read a book by Mike Michalowicz called All In, where he talked about creating long job posts and hiding a code word or task to weed out those quickly skimming the ad, but applying in the hopes they'll get a job offer. If they don't do the one thing you ask them to do, you can immediately eliminate them from the candidate pool. He was a guest on my podcast that aired on January 2nd, and we discussed this and other aspects of the hiring process. If you'd like to listen to that discussion, a link is in the show notes. Next is the actual interview process. Let's talk about what you're going to do once you have some resumes or applications for your open position, and you need to determine who will be the best fit. When we worked in an office setting, interviews were usually held in the management office on site. But when hiring a remote worker, many times they are in a different state and a video meeting is required. There are some things you'll want to keep in mind as you prepare to do your interviews. Number one, have extra patience. Although some candidates may be unemployed or working from home, others may be currently employed but looking for something different and scheduling an interview on their lunch break. Whether they are making a video call from home, their car, or a local coffee shop, be a bit understanding during the interview. However, if the position you are hiring for requires them to have a professional setting for video calls or little background noise to effectively make phone calls, be sure to explain your expectations and make sure the applicant would be able to meet those requirements. Number two, be efficient. Keeping track of all the hiring steps, emails, interview notes, and reference checks can be tricky, especially from remote offices. Make sure you have a system set up to effectively store all of the correspondence and video recordings. You may also want to consider an HR service or website to gather all of the information you need in one place. Number three, allow extra time. Expect the process to take longer than traditional in-office interviews. Video meetings can be exhausting both mentally and physically, so don't schedule too many in a row without breaks. And sometimes technology can cause issues such as a poor connection, a dropped call, or there may be micro-camera issues. Be sure to build in extra time in case any issues arise. Number four, look for hard and soft skills. In addition to checking a candidate's proficiencies and skills within your field, you'll also want to look for soft skills that may aid them in a work-from-home environment, such as time management, self-motivation, and effective communication. Remember that the interview goes both ways, and you'll want to tell the applicant about your company culture to help them decide whether or not your business is a good fit for their work style and needs. You may also want to arrange a Zoom meeting between the team into which you're hiring a new employee and any applicants that you are seriously considering, making sure that everyone's personalities mesh well. Once you've made the decision on which candidate you hire, now it's time to onboard them to your team. Having a solid virtual onboarding process is very important. The first step is to review the I-9 documentation presented to you to verify the candidate's authorization to work in the United States. In the past, you had to physically see the paperwork presented and note the information on the form. With the impossibility of meeting someone face-to-face and having the ability to view documents firsthand, the rules have changed for how you can certify the documentation is legitimate. I personally still request images of the documents to be provided to me to review, but I also have them do a video recording holding up their identification so that I can see the holograms or other identifying markers and can honestly complete my portion of the I-9 form stating I have reviewed them for authenticity, to the best of my knowledge. It's also imperative to make sure you meet all employment guidelines based on the location of your new hire. Be aware of minimum wage, sick pay, meal and rest breaks, and other guidelines you may have to follow. The rules are based on where the employee works, not where your company is located, and you want to make sure that you comply with all local and state laws. You'll also want to distribute detailed documentation of company policies and expectations. Keep in mind that new hires can't walk around and shake hands or chat with people. How will they learn your culture and become part of the team? Where can they go with their questions? Consider pairing them up with an onboarding buddy to be their go-to when they need to have some information. You want your new employee to have a successful onboarding experience and feel like they are a vital part of your organization. You can create a welcome package and send it by mail. That could include items that will help them do their job better, such as basic office supplies, or make it fun with some company swag. Don't forget to set your new employee up with any hardware or programs that they might need to perform their job duties. I have my IT support set a time with the new employee to load all of the required software, such as our phone and chat systems, and explain how they work. Once you've made your hire, don't forget to welcome them into your company the same way you would have done for employees in the past. Creating a virtual new hire lunch can be a great way to introduce your staff members to your new team members and begin fostering positive colleague relationships. You want your new hire to feel welcome and part of the team, and purposely creating that warm welcome is the first step to doing so. Once your new hire is on board, don't forget to schedule the necessary training for them. Even if they're experienced in the work they will perform, they'll need training on specifics for how to do things within your company. First, it's important to note that your remote employees may not be technology experts. They will most likely need assistance getting their devices set up and syncing their connections with yours. If you'd like to streamline the process, it's recommended that within the onboarding process, you have technology information clearly laid out. For example, explain the type of equipment they will need if not provided by your company. Also, describe standards for video meetings, such as what is an acceptable backdrop and attire expectations. Secondly, be clear about your expectations for video meetings. For example, remind them to have the professional looking background and their camera at eye level, not pointing up towards the ceiling. When making video calls, make sure that they are looking at the camera and not the image of the person, so it appears that they are making eye contact. Although this may seem like common sense, it's still important to discuss with new team members as they may need coaching, especially if this is their first time working remotely. Overall, when you're onboarding new staff, the best thing to do is keep the process as simple as possible. You want to ensure that they have consistent tools to help create a great experience for customers, such as a good camera, microphone, and a professional background. It may seem simple, but if you're not clear about this information upfront, then you are leaving this to their own interpretation, and you may not be satisfied with their work. Now, let's talk about some things that can help your remote staff succeed. With the development of an off-site team, you may have had to make significant adjustments to your typical operations to accommodate employees working from home. The following pillars can guide you in creating a positive and productive environment for your employees, regardless of their locations. The first thing to remember is that software efficiency and security are key. According to Greatland Yearly, creating a good foundation for your work from home strategy involves building a solid infrastructure. One of the areas that they suggest small business owners test for the quality is the staff's network capabilities and efficiency. Ensuring that your employees have access to reliable, fast internet, upgrading their service or equipment if necessary, is a good place to start. You'll also want to make sure that your team is well educated on cybersecurity. You may want to employ tools such as two-factor authentication or virtual private networks, VPNs, to keep your data and your clients' personal information safe from hackers. Next, focus on company culture. Curating a purposeful company culture is also incredibly important. A positive work environment leads to higher team satisfaction, employee retention, and even productivity. Creating opportunities for your team to gather virtually is an important part of managing your business. Doing so will allow them to feel united, supported, and connected to your company. In my company, I have a weekly team meeting for everyone to attend to share important information and have each check in to share anything going on that they may need help with or to discuss upcoming deadlines. Each employee also has a weekly one-on-one check-in with management. And then there are unplanned calls with me or other staff if someone has a question that is easier to discuss live than through messages or emails. We also have a chat feature where quick messages can be sent. Although most of the time topics are business related, we can also post something personal, which allows staff to get to know each other on a deeper level. Third, foster collaboration. When you have remote employees, utilizing technology to foster collaboration within your team and with your clients is a must. Choose the right software to use for video conferencing, live chatting, and project management, and be sure to look at your email system's efficiency so that you can meet clients wherever they are most comfortable in the digital landscape. You may also want to clarify with your team what the preferred method of communication might be for different scenarios. What is your default mode of contact? What avenue should be used for urgent requests? Doing so will avoid confusion in the future and lower the likelihood of missed messages. A study by Microsoft's Modern Workplace Transformation team found that instant messaging has surged by 72%, shorter meetings increased by 22%, and both video meetings and overall weekly meeting time have risen by 10%. With this data, it's easy to see how crucial it is to have effective collaboration and communication tools available to your employees and customers. Let's take a look at some things that you may want to review to keep your remote team happy and productive. Number one, flexible hours. Although traditionally a business has set specific working hours, adaptable scheduling may be something to consider. Studies have shown that time blocking increases productivity, and many were able to enjoy the benefits of flexibility when mandatory work-from-home orders went into effect. Now that they've experienced the ability to work different hours, employees often don't want to give up the benefit of adaptability. My being able to offer flexible hours to many of my employees have allowed me to hire staff with young children at home, those who have family with health challenges, and others who may otherwise not have been able to find employment due to their family's needs. If you have the ability to offer flexible hours, I encourage you to consider it to give employees what they need and desire. Number two, focus on mental health. The last few years have also seen an increased focus on mental health in the workplace. Employers who continue to be proactive about staff's mental well-being will bolster team satisfaction and maintain a more positive work atmosphere and company culture. It can be lonely working from home for some, so be sure to check in with staff and discuss anything that may be impacting them physically, emotionally, and mentally. Number 3, investment in digital upskilling. Try hosting seminars and workshops that local remote workers can join with their on-site colleagues. If you have employees working remotely that cannot attend an in-office gathering, give them the chance to join virtually. Provide staff with the opportunity for growth through webinars and online classes. Continue to focus on teaching new digital skills to increase the efficiency of your workplace and keep up with industry trends as well. Employees who have the opportunity to expand their position are generally more engaged. Number 4, mutual trust between employers and employees. Employees have had to place trust in their companies to provide income through work that begun done at home, even in the midst of an economic downturn. Likewise, with less supervision on staff members, employers have had to trust their teams to stay on task and complete their job responsibilities in a timely manner without cutting corners. Continuing to foster trust within your organization will help you build a strong and resilient team that can withstand any future crises. I hope you found this topic helpful, whether you are looking to hire your first remote staff member or are continuing to build your offsite workforce. I have a bonus clip on some things you can do to retain your remote workers. You can find the link to our resource page in the show notes. Until next time, have a great day. Once you have found the best talent for your business, it is crucial that you are able to retain your remote workers. Remove any barriers that do not make employees feel as if they're at home in your organization. One downfall some businesses have seen is the isolation that is being created between remote and in-office staff members. It is possible you may have higher turnover if remote and hybrid workers feel separated or feel less valued than their in-office colleagues. If you'd like to avoid this situation, you may want to consider the following. Number 1, equal access to training. Try hosting seminars and workshops that local remote workers can join with their on-site colleagues. If you have employees working remotely that cannot attend in-office gatherings, give them the chance to join virtually. Number 2, bonuses and promotions. When it comes time for bonuses or promotions, be sure to remember your remote staff. It's important that you are fair to all employees and that rewards and promotions are standardized across your team. Number 3, give recognition. It is easy to give shout-outs to on-site employees who are putting in extra hours and are doing great work. However, remote workers do this as well, but their actions are often unseen. Be sure to give them recognition for their hard work. As you find your company offering more and more remote positions, be sure to take these tips into account to ensure that your employees are feeling valued and that you are finding the best talent for your business. Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative, would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact at abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.